We're back to the Neil Haley show. And man, when I talk about somebody that runs a company, oh my gosh, I'm excited about my guest because I'm gonna have so many questions about marketing, about sales, about what it means to be the president of a company. And so I'm excited to welcome program US President of Copa Cocktails, Jose Chow. Jose, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm great, Neil. Thank you for making the time to speak with me. It's an exciting time for us, as you can imagine. We're in the middle of launch, so a lot of good things happening.
So tell me your background before you became president of Copa Cocktails. What is your experience in this industry?
Sure. Well, I was born in Cuba, and I was raised there until I was more or less 8 years old, and then we came to the United States. But interestingly enough, my background is that my grandfather was actually in the rum business back in the day when, they were creating brands for the first time. So he competed against Bacardi back in the day. And then 30 something years later, I wound up working for Bacardi in a sales and marketing role. And then from there, I started really traveling with the company. I spent some time in Asia Pacific. I was the head of global travel retail, which Americans know it as duty free.
Right.
And then I opened up my own consultancy, and from there I got recruited to run a tequila company. And then that tequila company, we launched it, and it went great for a number of years. The tequila category has been exploding anyway. And then I was recruited by Marie Brassard Wine and Spirits to run their commercial department, and essentially their key brand was Sobieski Vodka, selling about 700,000 cases, along with Marie Brassard cordials. So I grew up in Chicago. I went to Illinois, Chicago, and I started in the business. Really, what got me into sales and marketing was going through college and working part-time in an advertising agency. And then I got into theater and television and did that for a number
Oh,
of years.
wow.
And then all of a sudden, I just had this insight that I said, you know what, I like the alcoholic beverage industry. And somehow I wound up starting with Bacardi, and I grew with Bacardi. And the rest, as they say, is history. So I've done a number of roles, and it's really a lot of fun. It's a fun industry to be in anyway.
So, talking about Copa cocktails, and what is the day in the life of a president? Of Copa cocktails, what types of stuff are you doing?
No 2 days are alike. You're involved in everything from legal issues to distribution issues to structural issues to production issues, and understanding, how those production issues impacts our delivery of goods into a market like the U.S. market, to pricing discussions that we have with our importer, and making sure that all the marketing programs are being executed correctly. To dealing with PR agencies, making sure that the messaging is right, dealing with Neil when he calls in and says, "Hey, let's have a chat, and let's talk about the branding of Copa Cocktails." So it's a very varied
Yeah.
role, and no 2 days are alike, I can assure you of that.
All right. So let's make this fun in a way where definitely everyone needs to go buy something from Copa Cocktails at the end of this. But now I say, man, if I could have the US president to pick his brain, how he manages this entire team, let's talk about marketing first and then sales. And I'm just intrigued by this
Okay.
in the alcoholic industry. How has it changed marketing? You talked about you got to be involved in specifically the messaging. You got to look at your PR, but you also got to look at your marketing, your social media. How is it different than when you first started in marketing a cocktail?
I'll tell you what, it's much more instant. Instant gratification is what consumers want. They want information quickly. They want information that is absolutely true. There's no such thing as making it up as you go. You got to be authentic. You got to take a look at the consumer needs and trends and shopping habits of consumers, understanding their behaviors. When do they shop? What kind of products do they shop? So for us, the marketing really starts putting the consumer in the center and the shopper in the center, and then understanding how to get to those shoppers and those consumers via the retail trade, via our distributors, via our importer, and via the brand owner who develops, the overall packaging and the liquid. So it all has to come in through a funnel And that's what you find inside the bottle, ultimately, right? But it has to be with a consumer in the center at all times.
Wow. Are you kidding? So that's great. You're looking at the consumer. But that marketing, like, how does that work? Like, is it more about television marketing? Is it more print marketing?
No.
Is it more media? Is it more specifically working with bars? How does that work? That's the best market in the cocktail industry.
Yeah.
You're working with Bacardi and working with all these big brands in your career.
It really does vary by category. And in the United States, the wine and spirits category is highly regulated. So we have to follow the norms of the industry. We're pretty much self-regulated. And we've been self-regulated for many, many years. And it's worked very, very well for us. So the do's and the don'ts, we understand them well. We don't market to colleges. We don't market near churches. We don't market in areas that could put a consumer at risk in any way, shape, or form. So for us, the marketing of the brand starts with being absolutely socially responsible. And we use as many mediums as we can. Many companies tend to use social media today. How has it changed? Well, in the past, you would take a media buy through the advertising agency, and you would have your ad running in a million magazines with millions and millions of impressions. You'd have an outdoor billboard purchase so that you had a certain amount of reach and frequency to reach your target consumers. And you did a lot of in-store tastings or bar parties, as they were known, for many years. So that constituted a great deal of the marketing. Today, it's all about getting to that consumer quickly. It's all about being able to produce content that is relevant to their needs and wants. And at the same time, be educational without being educational. In other words, people really want to learn about brands. They want to dig in and understand what that brand that they're drinking is all about.
Right.
So for us, having a really well-produced, well-integrated social media plan and a website that work together with our PR go hand in hand. In addition to that, today, there are so many new products being launched on a daily basis that how can we differentiate and how can we tell the consumer that this is good? The best way to tell them that it's good is for them to actually taste the product and acknowledge that it's good.
Events.
And that means events, that means bar parties, that means in-store tastings. Partnerships with different brands, you know, and an art gallery that's hosting a new opening. You want to sponsor the cocktail party. So there's a multitude of things that are done. And we all call it 360-degree marketing. We have to be able to be in that orbit of the consumer that travels from home to work, to escaping, to their local bar, to a bar scene, to the art gallery. Oh, we need to be there in a good, solid way. So it's much more sophisticated.
Is print and billboard dead?
I don't believe that billboards are dead at all. I think the billboards themselves have evolved. It used to be a static medium, and today you find one billboard that carries 3 and 4 and 5 different messages on a rotating basis. So your creative has to work really hard to be able to capture that person who's driving by in 2 and 3 seconds and have that image of that brand imprinted in their foreheads so that when the time comes that they go to that local liquor store or they go to that, you know, on-premise accounts to make that purchase, that they recall that they saw that ad and that piques an interest for them to initiate a purchase intent. So it's all encompassing. It's not an easy answer.
Do you think print is dead? Print ad?
I don't believe that print is dead. I think that print has its own role. You've seen, I think that print nowadays, the budgets have been reduced drastically, and you can see it when you look at a magazine, the number of pages that used to be in each magazine used to be very thick, 100 pages, and maybe 25 of those were advertising. You're not finding that anymore. Instead, what you're finding is people are investing in social media and in the medium that we're both using right now called mobile. It's all about mobile. It's all about being able to reach them as they are on the go. So it's not a static medium anymore.
How do you track how your sales go the best with all these mediums now that advertise?
Well, it's not an easy, it's more of a science than anything else. And you have to put trackers in place at each aspect of whatever you're doing. So, you know, taking social media as an example, there are so many vehicles that are available to us to measure how often an ad is seen, how long it's seen for. Do they come back to it? Do they click and send it to their friends? All those things are measurements that we as marketeers have to look at and evaluate on an ongoing basis. But I will tell you, staying relevant and staying in the moment is the most important aspect of marketing today.
And customer reviews is huge, right? The more customer reviews.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And that's why we kind of combine, you know, we look at what they say on social media, but also we get feedback from in-store tastings, from in-store displays. People actually tell us, hey, listen, I really like this. I purchased it last week, and now look at I'm purchasing two or three bottles this week. So we have to be more cognizant of the 360-degree effort that's going on and constantly be adjusting and learning and adjusting and learning and applying.
Do you think 360-degree marketing is the best bet when you're marketing a product? It sounds like, especially if you have a marketing budget. That's the biggest thing. It's the hardest part. If you don't have a marketing budget, 360 degrees is not the best angle. But
you have to choose your best tools available to you, and those that are going to return the highest, you know, return on investment, as they call it, right? The ROI. So ROI comes in two different ways, as you know. One is qualitative and one is quantitative. For us, sometimes it's more important to understand the qualitative nature of what consumers feel about the brand than the quantitative aspect of how many bottles were purchased or, you know, what the sales results have been as a result of those campaigns. So you're absolutely right. Not every brand can afford 360-degree marketing, but they have to be able to pinpoint which is the best for them.
And they don't do a great job a lot. So being the president, sales is the most important thing, right? Sales.
I would say,
I'm just like picking your brain, but we'll go to the product next so you can tell us more about
it. No product. In terms of sales, I wouldn't say, I mean, ultimately sales is what keeps the lights on and what keeps everybody employed. You got to sell something. But by the same token, I think that having the right marketing campaign, the positioning of the brand, the pricing of the brand, the promotion of the brand, if you execute all those different indicators, I call them key performance indicators, if you do all those well, then sales will come. And sales actually comes as a result of having great distribution, having the product available that allows for the marketing to actually work. You can't have one without the other. Quite often, people spend an enormous amount of time just on the push side, getting the brand thrown into the marketplace, and they forget about the pull side, which is, how do we get the consumers to pull it off the shelves? So it's really a yin yang. You need both. At times, you know, we cannot invest a great deal of money solely on the marketing if we don't have the distribution, because that's money wasted. So we really have to have a period of time when sales and distribution go hand in hand, build out the distribution, because that helps your awareness. And it also helps to develop more of the consumer pool once the marketing starts to work.
All right, so let's talk about the product. Tell us about Copa Cocktails, and you said
This is the fun part now. Now we're talking the fun part, no?
No, sales marketing is fun for me. That's my favorite thing.
It's fun for me too.
The product for sure, as it's going to be coming. But good, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have the product, and luckily for us, and I think most major marketeers have excellent products today's day and age. It's very difficult to find someone who produced a product that's not to the level that the consumers today want. That being said, however, there are differences that one needs to keep in mind. So, for example, Copa Cocktails prides itself in being all natural. So what do we mean by all natural? It's natural flavors, all in all, from the beginning to the end. When we say we have a strawberry daiquiri, you can actually still taste and feel the seeds that have come through in the blending process so that the consumer feels that experience of real strawberries being in their daiquiri. Or when someone opens up a bottle of Copa Cocktails Mojito, that as soon as you open it and you take a whiff of the bottle before you pour it onto a glass, Oh my God, I can really feel the mint. I can taste the mint. I can smell
Wow.
the mint. So that is authenticity. And for us, that is one of the key principles that our ownership has really, really prided itself on, is being authentic, being natural, and giving the consumer what they want.
I love it. I love it. That's the thing. So Copa cocktails and most for mojitos, is that there? It's the main product. What are the products here?
Oh my God, we have almost 18 products available to the world at large. In the US, we have about 12 core products that are proven winners over the years. So we have, obviously, we need a margarita. The US market now has the margarita as the number one selling drink in the industry. So we must have a margarita, and a margarita is second to none. We have mojito. Mojito used to be the number one selling drink for many, many years. But it's still in the top five. We have a pina colada. I will tell you that our pina colada tastes just like the one that was invented at the Hilton many, many years ago by a local bartender. If you taste, when you taste our pina colada,
Oh,
it's going to
wow.
blow you away. So needless to say, most of our products are consumer proven, if not all. We only launch products that have been proven to be winners with consumers. So we have Sex on the Beach, for example, that in yesteryear, it was one of the top selling drinks in the United States. But today's young consumers, they've never experienced Sex on the Beach. So it's having a tremendous resurgence. Long Island Iced Tea is one of the hottest drinks in the country right now, especially up and down the East Coast. I'm in Chicago, and I can tell you that it's a lot of bars are featuring Long Island iced teas. So when you take a look at the profile of drinks that we have, they're all proven winners. They're all proven winners. So, around the world, we've launched espresso martini, we have a Negroni, we have whiskey sour, and all of them are made with quality ingredients, not just the flavorings, but also the juice that goes into it, the alcoholic juice. So, for example, our whiskey sour, it's made with Kentucky three-year-old bourbon. And we can authenticate that. And our rum that goes into pina colada or mojito is made with Caribbean white rum. So everything that we do with the utmost care for quality of ingredients so that we can give the consumer the ultimate experience.
All right. I'm very interested about events where we can see Copa cocktails coming around the country. You got a road show pretty much going on.
Oh my God, listen, it takes taking a half hour to be with you. I had the president of our importer calling me just prior to that because we're expanding our launch markets. We're in 23 markets right now in the US, and we're planning to be in 40 by the end of 2023. And that entails an enormous amount of work. Our importer and our distributor partners are just doing a great job. It's a hot category, so they know where their bread is buttered. And we happen to have one of the better products there. It's in the market. It's a spirit-based RTD. It's very different than what everybody perceives an RTD to be, which is seltzers and things in cans. To give you a point of difference between the seltzers and the spirit-based RTDs, as an example, they're mostly 4.85% alcohol by volume. We're at 15%. So we're delivering a true cocktail experience with every bottle. We have a bartender in every bottle. That's the way we look at it. And we do it in such a way that it provides convenience, it provides what the consumers want to is which is proven cocktails, and all at a level of quality that only comes if you are in a bar.
Awesome.
In this
I love
case,
it.
it's in the bottle.
Definitely. And do you guys sponsor tons of things as well? Sporting events, all these different things, right?
Not yet. We're not that big, Neil. I thank you
That's a good thing.
for giving me a goal and giving us a goal. We're a very small company, though. We've been around for about 45 years. We're still relatively young. The product itself was launched initially in a different type of a package, but really in the last 3 years is when the packaging evolved, the liquid evolved to all natural, and therefore the resources that we have, we have to really pick and choose, as we commented earlier about the 360 degree marketing, where we really put our resources.
Awesome.
So we're not quite there for sporting events and the big ones. We're not there yet. We're not in Anheuser Busch.
You have
or
a goal.
Like that.
You have a goal. I like it. You're hustling. You have a goal. That's going to happen.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no doubt about it. And we know how to build a brand. We know that it doesn't come overnight. And therefore, we have to be patiently impatient.
All right. So last thing about more about you. You said you were with Bacardi.
Yeah.
You must have went to a lot of major events when you were with Bacardi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bacardi has been known to be one of the leading marketeers of spirit brands in the world, not just in the U.S., but in the world. And therefore, they've always had a pulse on what the consumer wants and the consumer needs have been. And that's something that I learned from my tenure at Bacardi. And I'm bringing that forward to
look out
to this company.
Look out.
To
look
this
out, Coca
company.
Cocktails, based on what you're telling me. Oh, my gosh. So where's the best place people can find information on Coca Cocktails and stuff? Where can they go?
You can go to thecopacocktails.com, and there's a multitude of videos. There's a lot of history there. It just tells you a great deal about the brand. You can see the beautiful user imagery that comes out of the Netherlands, which is the motherland of the product, and hence that's what really drove the beautiful packaging that that you find with Copa Cocktails. Everything that's really based on provenance is based on, this is what you find when you go to Amsterdam. You know, lots of flowers, lots of birds. It's free and easy,
yeah.
Quality flavorings, all of that is packed into our bottle.
All right. Best place. So do you have a place to connect on LinkedIn? Are you on LinkedIn for people that are interested in more about, you know, connecting with
you? We are on LinkedIn, absolutely. I'm certain that the podcast that we're doing right now somehow will wind up on LinkedIn.
Radio, TV, everything, bro. It's everywhere, man. I'll have to talk more
my
about
man.
Off air. So
my man.
Definitely. You got to tell me when you're in Dallas, because that's where I'm located now, in Dallas. If you're doing ever an event in Dallas, we got to definitely connect.
Fantastic. Total Wine carries us in Dallas. Goody Goody now has the product in Dallas. Fiesta chain, it's also in Dallas, and they're carrying us. So our distribution in Dallas is starting to really move. So okay. You should be able to find it. Spec should be bringing it in anytime now.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks again, Jose.
All right, Neil. I hope you enjoy them. Please try them all. And we hope to see you sometime either in Dallas or Miami or Chicago. Let me know.
I love it. All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.